This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. is telling Russia that Washington will support Ukraine for as long as it takes to bring the war to an end. That from a senior U.S. official after Secretary of State Antony Blinken met briefly this morning with the Russian foreign minister at a meeting in India of top diplomats. The Biden administration is rolling out a new cybersecurity strategy. The AP's Jennifer King.
After a spate of ransomware attacks, including the one that paralyzed a fuel pipeline, the Biden administration plans to expand minimum cybersecurity safeguards and work with Congress on legislation that would impose legal liability on software makers whose products fail to meet those minimums. At an oversight hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Attorney General Merrick Garland emphasized cybersecurity as part of a wider effort.
We are working to counter, disrupt, and prosecute threats posed by nation states, terrorist groups, radicalized individuals, and cyber criminals.
The strategy document says their goal is to make malicious actors incapable of mounting sustained cyber-enabled campaigns that would threaten national security or public safety of the United States. Jennifer King, Washington.
That snow in California's mountain communities is staggering. The AP's Donna Warder.
Crews have been plowing the snow in San Bernardino County, but it could take more than a week to reach some areas. Residents are dealing with as much as 7 feet of snow. Emergency crews have been shuttling food and medicine to mountain communities that have been left stranded. Meanwhile, the state has been bringing in more snow plows and road crews to help clear roads. I'm Donna Warder.
A shootout between a Chicago police officer and a suspect. The police officer has now died, the suspect in critical condition, say authorities. The officer had been responding to a call about a man chasing a woman with a gun. This is AP News. Britain's Prince Harry and his wife have been asked to leave. The AP's Karen Shamas is in London with this story.
Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have been asked to vacate their home in the UK. The latest development is a possible sign that the couple's ties with the royal family are fraying. Frogmore Cottage on the grounds of Windsor Castle had been intended as the couple's main residence. However, when they decided to give up royal duties and leave for California, it became a base in the UK for when they would come to visit. The Sun newspaper reported that Harry's father, King Charles III, started the eviction process on January the 11th, the day after the publication of Harry's explosive memoir, Spare. Disclosures Harry made in Spare deepened the rift between him and his family. The book included his account of private conversations with his father and his brother, Prince William. Karen Chamas, London.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.